She never tells me what to wear or how I should do my hair. If I wanna go out on Friday, she don't care. Men don't stare in her direction when we walk the streets. She doesn't need protection from guys who gawk and beep. She hops in my mind when it's time to release the poison before I sleep. When I make her music, she never calls me a creep. In fact, she's been known to provide me with beats. She got inside me before I could get inside her. But Ryder, ha! She's only got a strap-on rocket booster to help me get my rap on. But my joy ends when she finds pretty boyfriends and posts a pic trying to get my snap on. Now I gotta go get my snap on a cynical lips, a doctor who rose from the British abyss. I'm skittish as shit whenever I start, but then I remember that Maddie knows art, and I give some dap to shark and get the crap to start, where I'm saving your screen after dark, where your laughter sparks this fiend to walk into delusion and live his dreams. Guns N' Roses said to use your illusion to organize the confusion, even though fuel win the grand prize. Sometime in bed with your imaginary girlfriend on the night the planet dies. See why Disco Stew doesn't advertise? You're crazy if you glamorize your imaginary girlfriend to average guys. Even though she's younger, hotter, and smarter than their wives, your hunger makes you look dumber to them in their eyes, which are dry while you cry, cause someday you know she'll arrive. But it kills your pride when you see her going on without you. You get filled with doubt too, like life ain't all about you. But who would go through so much trouble just to fuck with you? I don't know, that's why I always avoided the girls. But nowadays I tell you I'm the luckiest boy in the world. I mean, she can't be real, can she? I'm like God driving around her neighborhood in a white windowless van offering free candy. But she'd never take it cause she's not that dumb. Plus my free candy has a fun side effect, it'll make you cum. And that's why you better run, and you better grab your guns, and you better take your aim, go from my brain. Otherwise, you're gonna know my pain, it'll drive you insane. It wasn't about fame, wasn't even about game, except I only just wanted one girl as a pet. You know, someone I could have around as a personally entertaining theologist. Nah, I'm just bullshitting. All this shit you're hearing is because I want to have a first date with the chick who can talk to me for 40 hours straight. But hey, you know, life is what it is. I've tried to enjoy the wait. And if she never shows up, shit, I guess I'm gonna throw up on TikTok and go TikTok as the clock approaches midnight. That would be the doomsday clock.